Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 42, question 110. What does God forbid in the eighth commandment? God forbids not only such theft and robbery as are punished by the magistrate, but God views as theft also all wicked tricks and devices whereby we seek to get our neighbor's goods, whether by force or by deceit, such as unjust weights, ells, measures, goods, coins, usury, or by any means forbidden of God, also all covetousness and the misuse and waste of his gifts. And question 111, but what does God require of thee in this commandment? That I further my neighbor's good where I can and may, deal with him as I would have others deal with me, and labor faithfully so that I may be able to help the poor in their need. As we saw in considering what the Catechism teaches about the seventh commandment, the Word of God, the law of God, is not content simply to prohibit crime. And you notice the distinction that's made here in question 110, or in answer 110. God forbids not only such theft and robbery as are punished by the magistrate. You see, there are elements of the law of God that are not only sins, they are also crimes. They are offenses that are punished by the magistrate. But God's law reaches a great deal further than the magistrate's law. The magistrates certainly do have a right and indeed a responsibility to punish theft and robbery. But God's law reaches further. It prohibits things which the magistrate can't reach, can't touch, can't punish in any meaningful way. And then here also in question 111, you see that it's not simply a question of ruling certain things out, a list of stuff to avoid and you're fine. Rather, every commandment has baked into it the positive requirement to pursue the opposite of what it forbids. So this commandment forbids theft. What does that mean? Well, it means we pursue working to provide for ourselves. It means we pursue generosity to provide for others as well. Now, that's the opposite of theft. The mindset of theft is, I deserve it. I should take what I want, whether I earned it or not, whether it belongs to anybody else or not, whether anyone else has what they need or not, I'm going to get what I feel is coming to me or is owed to me or that I deserve, even if I did nothing for it. The eighth commandment requires the opposite of that. And so baked into the requirement of the eighth commandment is a call for contentment, is a call to rest satisfied with God's provision for us. Not in a way that undermines work, not in a way that undermines generosity, but in a way that undermines covetousness. And this was how John the Baptist explained the eighth commandment when soldiers asked him, saying, "What shall we do?" Being aware of the particular temptations that came to soldiers in that time and context, he said to them, "Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely," and then notice this, "and be content with your wages." They were paid a certain amount for their service. They were to be content with that and not be on the lookout for ways to use their position or authority or brute force to pad their income. So what does the eighth commandment require? It requires work, it requires generosity, it requires contentment. Because it's not enough to just avoid shoplifting. The opposite of that is also to be cultivated. And that could be said in its own way of every one of the commandments. Whether they're phrased negatively or positively, there's things they rule out, but there's also things they inculcate or require us to pursue.